Well, there are really two key messages in what Jesus taught about being salt. Two key messages. What does it mean to be the salt of the earth? So that's the first one. What does it mean to be the salt of the earth? And how do we stop ourselves from losing our saltiness? So we've come up with four words that start with the letters in salt. S, A, L, and T that might help us.
So what's our S?
S is for stay. We need to stay connected to God if we're to remain salty. The quickest way for us to lose our saltiness is if we drift away from God.
So what does staying look like?
That's a good question, Pam. We need to pray to God, and we can do that at home, or we can do it at Lift this Tuesday, 8 o'clock, here in church. Got a notice in there, Frank. So we can pray, we can read what's in the Bible, and we've got a particular place we know that we can go and look, Matthew 5:13. We can have fellowship with other Christians, that's getting together, being in places where other Christians are, and coming to church, of course, helps, because when we come to church, we can pray, we read the Bible, and we have fellowship with other Christians, so that's brilliant. If we don't do these things regularly, we'll get less salty and we'll become more and more like other people who don't have faith in Jesus. So that's our S.
So S is for stay. What about the A?
A, that's avoid.
What do we have to avoid? That all sounds a bit negative.
Well, there are some people, some places, some situations that it's probably best for us not to be in, because there we find it difficult to hang on to our Christian faith, or we feel a strong pull to behave in ways that we know aren't right.
So could you give us an example?
Well, there may be a particular group of people who always seem to be negative, talking about other people in bad ways or encouraging us to do things that we'd rather not do. We'd be better off not spending time with them if they're going to pull us down to their level. And, you know, it can be very difficult if you're on your own with a group of other people that you want to influence. You may find that they just pull you down to their level rather than you pull them up. I remember when I was at school, yes, it was a long time ago, and there were schools then. Wasn't like your day. I remember that there was a group of lads at my school who, if I cycled home with them, they used to go via the park where there were some big bushes, and we'd go into these bushes in the park, and they would light up. They would have cigarettes. And they would encourage me to have a cigarette too. And I found the easiest thing to do, really, was not to cycle home with them, because then there wasn't the temptation to have a cigarette.
Okay, so we've got S is for?
Stay.
A is for?
Avoid.
But what about the L?
We all know what the L is, don't we? L is for love.
Love. I know this one. We've got to love God more, yeah?
Well, that's true. Yes, we always have to try and love God more. But actually, we need to love people enough to spend time with them and want to be a positive influence for good. We can't be the salt of the earth if we're not around other people. The salt in the little blue packets doesn't flavour the crisps until it's mingled with them. So we need to love people enough to be friends with them, to be neighbours to them, as we heard last week, to listen to them, to share their concerns, to give them our time. This kind of love is very practical, and it shows someone that we care about them.
So it is like the salty crisps that we had a taste of earlier, the salt bringing out the best in the crisps.
That's right.
Okay, so we've got S for? T is for, A is for, L is for, that just leaves T.
I'll have a cup. I'm sorry, you know, I didn't write much new material this week. That's not a good one. Talk. T is for talk.
All right. I know people who can talk for England. Does that mean we just have to talk a lot?
Well, no, not just that we have to talk a lot, but we have to talk salty.
Talk salty? What does that do?
Talk salty. We need to be prepared to talk about our faith, what we believe, why it helps us. When people ask us a question or say something to which our faith is relevant, we shouldn't be trying to get something about God into a conversation where it wouldn't be relevant, because that would just be odd, wouldn't it?
Okay, so can you think of an example for us?
Okay, here's one. You've got a group of friends who are talking about whether EastEnders or Coronation Street is better. It would be a bit odd to say, actually, I don't watch either. I find it more beneficial to read my Bible and to pray.
If you said that to someone, they'd think you were weird.
They think I'm weird anyway. No, seriously. No, they would think that weird. But if someone said, for example, do you lie in on a Sunday morning? You could say, well, actually, no, I get up and go to church. Because that might well cause them to ask another question, like, church? Does anybody go to church these days? Which is another question. And you can say, well, actually, yeah, there's quite a lot go to my church. And so on. So it invites a follow-on question. So you can answer like that. Or someone says, gosh, isn't the news terrible at the moment? Everything is bad. And you can say, well, actually, there are some good things in the world. And they say, well, like what? And you could say, well, like last week at church, we had someone come and speak to us about a thing called compassion. And nine children from last week have been pulled out of poverty by people here at St. James. I don't know who they are, but thank you. Nine children. Isn't that great? So there's good news. So you see, we can counter things people say with things that are positive.
So, there you have it. Salt. Stay. Stay connected with God and with other Christians.
Avoid. Avoid people and places that pull you down and weaken your faith in God.
Love. Love people. Give some of your time to other people. Care about what concerns them.
And talk. Talk about your faith. Don't be afraid to use opportunities to talk about your faith, Jesus and God. Some people are more open than you think.